From NPR News in Washington, I'm Korva Coleman. The surviving suspected Boston Marathon bomber remains hospitalized under police guard. Shahar Tsarnaev is wounded and cannot speak. Boston Mayor Tom Menino told ABC's This Week it's possible authorities may never be able to talk with him because of his injuries. Boston Police Commissioner Ed Davis told CBS's Face the Nation authorities found so many explosives after Tsarnaev and his brother fought with police, it is possible they plan more attacks. Meanwhile, NPR's David Shaper reports that the people of Boston are remembering the victims of last week's tragic events in church services and memorials.
Cardinal Sean O'Malley said a special mass at Boston's Cathedral of the Holy Cross to remember those killed and injured in Monday's bomb blast and in the subsequent manhunt for the suspects. The mass also honored the first responders, medical personnel, and regular citizens who rushed into action to save lives. There's a similar interfaith service near the finish line of Monday's marathon. And thousands of Bostonians are visiting another cathedral of sorts, iconic Fenway Park, to heal and bond over baseball. Program vendor Greg Flanders.
I think the love of Boston has just grown greater. I think everyone respects the city even more. It's just making everyone grow closer.
For today's program, $1.
Thank you.
The Red Sox are making up the game postponed Friday while the city was on lockdown as part of a day-night doubleheader. David Shaper, NPR News, Boston.
Secretary of State John Kerry praised Turkey's commitment to restoring normal ties with Israel today. NPR's Peter Kenyon reports from Istanbul. Kerry says the Turkish prime minister should delay a trip to the Gaza Strip.
President Obama helped break the ice in Turkish-Israeli relations, arranging a phone call between the country's leaders in which Israel agreed to compensate the families of 9 people killed on a Gaza-bound aid ship in 2010. But in one potential hitch, the families of the victims now say they won't accept payment unless Israel lifts its blockade of Gaza. Secretary Kerry says another touchy issue could be sidestepped if Prime Minister Erdogan delays a trip to the Hamas-run Gaza Strip.
The timing of it is really critical with respect to the peace process that we're trying to get off the ground with as little outside distraction as possible.
An Israeli delegation is due to meet Turkish officials Monday to discuss the compensation issue. Peter Kenyon, NPR News, Istanbul.
More than 200 people are dead from a powerful earthquake that rocked central China yesterday. More than 11,000 people are hurt. The quake's magnitude was measured at 6.6. It toppled buildings and it triggered landslides. Hospitals in China are caring for injured people outdoors in tents. That's because many buildings are wrecked. There have been several aftershocks. The quake in Sichuan province is in the same area as a devastating 2008 earthquake. That tremor 5 years ago left more than 90,000 people dead or missing. This is NPR. Authorities in the town of West Texas say all the remaining small fires that were burning in the town after a fertilizer plant explosion are now out. The blast last Wednesday killed at least 14 people and injured 200 others. Some people have been allowed to return to their damaged homes. Rapper and entrepreneur Jay-Z has announced that he is selling his partial ownership of the Brooklyn Nets basketball team. As NPR's Sarah Ventry reports, this comes as a result of his decision to launch a new sports management agency.
NBA rules say that agents can't represent athletes and also have a stake in a team. So when Jay-Z decided to launch Roc Nation Sports, it meant he had to relinquish his share of the Nets. In a statement released on his website, Jay-Z said, "Being a member of the Nets organization surpassed some of my greatest ambitions." While Jay-Z was a minority owner of the team, his contributions were large. He became a public face of the franchise and even helped design the team logos. His statement also said, "I will always be a Brooklyn Net." On Thursday, Jay-Z was named one of the most influential people in the world by Time magazine. Sarah Ventry, NPR News.
Denver police are asking people to come forward with information about a shooting yesterday that injured 3 people. The victims were attending the 420 marijuana festival that attracted tens of thousands of people. Police say they don't have a motive for the attacks. An Egyptian official says tourists will be again able to take hot air balloon trips there. Balloon flights were canceled after an accident last February that killed 19 people. The balloon caught fire and crashed in a field. I'm Korva Coleman, NPR News in Washington.